1450 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very
ABC
special...
News, I'm Dave Packer. With Title 42 expiring this past week and migrants crossing the southern border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott putting them on buses headed north.
New York City is expecting more migrants to enter their already overburdened shelter system, with Mayor Eric Adams saying they can't handle this on their own. They simply don't have the resources. Mayor Adams busing migrants to the suburbs like Orange County, sparking an even larger fight. Orange and Rockland counties filing lawsuits and restraining orders in an attempt to stop migrants from staying long term at hotels.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee in New York City. Staff from the White House and offices of congressional leaders holding urgent talks this weekend to try and find common ground on spending cuts ahead of a meeting between President Biden and four congressional leaders next week on coming to an agreement on raising the debt ceiling. As the race for the Republican nomination heats up, former President Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, both wooing voters in Iowa today. This is ABC News. At a time when TikTok has faced increased scrutiny here in the U.S., a former executive at its parent company has filed a wrongful termination suit with some explosive claims.
A former executive at the social media app's parent company, ByteDance, is accusing it of being a propaganda tool for the Chinese government. The allegations come in a wrongful termination lawsuit brought by Yintao Yu, who was the head of engineering at ByteDance in 2017 and 2018. The lawsuit claims the Chinese government monitored ByteDance's work from within its Beijing headquarters and that government officials had access to company data, even information stored in the U.S., possibilities U.S. lawmakers have raised concerns about. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An Idaho jury has found Lori Vallow Daybill guilty of killing two of her children in what prosecutors argued was a doomsday plot. She was also found guilty of conspiring to kill her children and her husband's first wife, Tamara Daybill. She faces up to life in prison without parole. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden wants to raise taxes on Americans earning more than $400,000 a year. The rate would go from the current 3.8% to 5%. The new revenue would be used to shore up Medicare. Some of the biggest supporters of the bill are those who would get taxed the most. More from Eric Galatis.
Morris Pearl with the group Patriotic Millionaire says there's more than enough money to fund Medicare. He argues the wealthiest Americans, especially those living off of their investments, can and should be paying more.
We can ask the financially challenged people who need Medicare to sacrifice more by having less medical care, or we can ask the ultra-rich to sacrifice more by being a little bit less ultra-rich.
Biden's proposal would keep Medicare solvent for at least the next 25 years, according to estimates by the Medicare Office of the Chief Actuary. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised it will not advance in Congress. Critics say raising taxes would hurt the economy. They argue that people would spend less if their earnings drop. Pearl agrees that the economy depends on consumer spending and says working Americans who spend most of what they bring home should be allowed to keep more of their money.
The very rich people are not going to spend more money. They'll just become a little bit richer.
More than 65 million people across the U.S. depend on Medicare coverage, but the fund's trustees warn that cuts to benefits will be necessary by 2028 without increased revenues. Pearl notes that the nation's economy was strong under the Republican Eisenhower administration, when the wealthiest Americans paid tax rates up to 90% on their second, third, and fourth millions.
And there's no reason why people who make a lot of money now should be paying not the same tax rate of people who work for a living, but actually lower tax rates. We need to change the system.
This is Eric Galatis reporting.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
May 13th, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. Here in the Shaw, and I'm joined by Anastasia. Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning. And, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day weekend to all the Waukesha moms out there and to all the other moms who may be listening or are with us in spirit. For me and my family, it'll be a very different kind of Mother's Day tomorrow. It's our first without my mother-in-law, Kathy Haskins Zannon, who passed away last June, and without my mother, Mary Alice McNamara Brown, who was reunited with my father and brother last January. Their spirits live on through our children and especially through my wife, Melissa, who, like them, has really been the embodiment of motherhood for our family and for Blackshirt Nation, too, and for the school where she works. In this time of healing for my family, we've learned that we can continue to feel the presence of our mothers and grandmothers, and that motherhood can take so many forms in our lives. Mother Earth, Waukesha Strong, our city's alma mater, Carroll University, and so many motherly role models in our community. Our guest this morning for the last 25 years has been like a mother to so many children and families in need. And I am honored to welcome Karen Treadwell, Executive Director of the Food Pantry serving Waukesha County, who will be retiring this July 1st. So, Karen, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me today, Don.
And I understand this was really a Herculean effort for you to get here, given some of your recent travels. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, it's sort of interesting that it's happening Mother's Day weekend, because tomorrow we're traveling to Portugal to visit one of our foreign exchange student's sons. And earlier this week, I found that my passport was expired, and for those of you listening, I recommend that you check that out far before any travel plans. So I had to go to New York City to get an expedited passport so that we could join our foreign exchange son in his upcoming wedding in Portugal. So I got home at 1:30 in the morning.
And when did you fly there?
At 6 6:30 yesterday morning.
Wow. So it wasn't like, you know, you had time for an extra day in New York, see the shows, have a great meal, and or see all the museums and everything. You had to go to get your passport and then come home.
I did, but I still had a great day. I had excellent Uber drivers and talked to a lot of really neat people who were also there for the same reason. So it was still a really fun day.
That's neat. Oh, good. Yeah. So you made an adventure out of it.
Right.
That's terrific. You know, for many of us, it's hard to believe that a county as wealthy as Waukesha has a hunger problem. Could you shed some light on what some of the specific causes of hunger are here locally?
Sure. And I think if any of us really think at length at all about hunger and why it might exist in any community, it doesn't take long before we really think about the root causes. As in any community, we have people who work hard to make the community run. You've got people working in healthcare, in the hospitality industry, and they're all really valuable industries, but they're not always industries that pay a self-sustaining wage. And in many cases, the individuals who work hard in jobs like that are in need of some assistance to make sure that they can make sure that their families are living healthy lives and contributing. And so each month, each day, we provide free food to people in need living and working and studying in Waukesha County.
You know, I'm really glad you brought that up. That isn't just a homeless or a poor family. It's a real food insecurity for working people with good that just aren't getting paid well enough.
That's correct.
Yeah, because full disclosure, in the past year, I have the honor of joining the board of directors for the food pantry. And when I first visited Karen, this was like back in the winter. And as I was walking out, I saw the line of people waiting. And these were seemingly, you know, white middle-income families or working-class families wearing good clothes, but they needed food.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, like all of us, people who live in any community in the United States have obligations for housing, transportation costs, healthcare costs, childcare costs. And about the only thing that we can help with to ensure that those monetary obligations are met would be free food and free clothing. And Waukesha County does a pretty good job of that.
Sure. So I'm going to switch gears for a second here because Johnny's calling from the farmer's market. Johnny, are you there? Johnny Watermelon.
Hey, good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. So, Johnny, say hi to Karen Treadwell, Executive Director of the Waukesha County Food Pantry.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How's it down there at the farmer's market?
It's really great down here. You can't imagine the amount of flowers and rhubarb and asparagus and all kinds of things. And, I mean, it's just a beautiful setup here. So it's nice and cool out. People are walking around. It's just fabulous.
And
so
it's quite the paradox.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, it's quite the paradox because, you know, Karen, we're talking about families, working families in need of food. And, you know, you're there at the farmer's market where we're starting to see the bounty of this season, early in the season. And but there's also some pretty affordable produce families can get when they go there, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a little bit early right now, but there's plenty of stuff. Like I said, the rhubarb, asparagus. I see a bunch of spinach and a variety of other things. Later on in the year, we're going to have a whole bunch of different things. So when the harvest starts coming in the later part of the year, it's just a fabulous market, man.
Sure.
And hey, I just quickly, do I have another minute left, Don?
Johnny,
hey, I wanted to introduce
for you. Johnny?
You.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Say it.
Johnny Watermelon. Yeah, and they sell watermelons down here, too. Thinking of bringing some of my kids down here if they get really. I have Jen from the Waukesha Farmers Market Information Station. She wants to just say hi and tell you a little bit about the farmers market, okay?
Hey, Jen, how are you? Hello?
Hi, Don.
Hi, Jen.
It's Jen here at the farmers market. How you doing?
I'm great, Jen. How are you? Jen, say hi to Karen Treadwell
fantastic.
From the Waukesha County Food Pantry.
Well, hello.
Hi, so, how are you?
Hey, Jen, can I
I'm
ask?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Yeah, can I ask, can the farmer's market or the Walk Radio stand there, can we have a collection box or something for the Waukesha County Food Pantry? Maybe some of the exhibitors would. I don't know if that exists currently.
I don't see why not.
Do we have a program ready, Karen, with the farmer's market?
Off the top of my head, I'm not positive, but I don't see why we couldn't put one over here.
Sure. Well, Karen might know.
We do get some gleaned food, but not on a regular basis, but we'd love that.
Sure. So we'll do our best. And, you know, like I said, if not any of the farmers, because they're under new management now at the farmer's market, but if you're not able to do that, maybe we could do something at the Walk Radio booth. We've got the space. So something to think about. So
absolutely.
But, yeah. So, hey, Jenny, thanks so much for getting on. Can you throw Johnny back on?
Absolutely. You
Sounds
all
great.
Come and check
we'll,
it out.
We'll be there, and thanks for all you do.
Hey, Don, it's Johnny Watermelon for you.
Johnny, thanks for coming back. Yeah, we were just telling Jenny that, we'd love to help out with the food pantry there at the farmer's market if Walk Radio can help out in any way. And, Johnny, real quick, with Mother's Day tomorrow, are there some great gift ideas for people at the farmer's market?
Oh, my God, you just hit the nail on the head here. I was walking around talking to some flower folks. There are just an abundance of tulips, geraniums, and just a bunch of stuff, man, that I don't even know the right names. But there's a ton of flowers here. And at 8:35, we're going to check in with one of our flower booth vendors, and they're going to tell you a little bit more about their beautiful
Sounds
hanging
great.
Baskets.
All right. Well, Johnny, I'll let you get back to it. You know, it's raining outside here of the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, but where the farmers, where you are, Johnny, it seems bright and sunny. That's the kind of effect you have.
It's nice here, dude.
Sounds good. All right. Hey, we'll touch base with you later. Thanks, Johnny.
Yep. So, you bet. Talk to you later. Yep. Bye bye.
So we're back with Karen Treadwell, and Karen. So you've been with the food pantry for 25 years,
right?
And then you were an executive director before that with two different organizations for 15 years or more.
Well, I was with the organization now known as ERAS. It was Interfaith. I was with them prior to the food pantry. And then before that, I was with a child care center.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yes. And so what gravitated you towards the food pantry? Was it the opportunity or just this need to serve? And this obviously...
It was. I grew up in a family that basically served, and I didn't realize that we were. It was just something that we did, and I thought everyone did. And the child care center that I ran was actually in a nursing home, and it was set up to provide care for the employees' children, and it was wonderful because we had an intergenerational program for the grandmas and grandpas who lived there. And then I had an opportunity to do volunteer work in Haiti.
Wow.
And it was absolutely a life-changing experience. And I thought, if volunteers can make such an incredible difference in a country like Haiti, what are volunteer organizations doing in the United States? And so when I came back, I was really pretty deliberate about looking for a position in a nonprofit, which led me to Interfaith. And
nice.
The rest, as they say, is history. So, yeah.
Sounds great. So we have a minute before the break, but when we come back, we want to ask Karen about, in the 25 years she's been involved, how the state of hunger has changed, either for the better or for worse, here in the state and here locally, or I should say here in Waukesha. And then don't put on your calendars next week, Mary Berg from Parks and Rec joins us to talk about summer programming, along with Aaron Lehner to talk about trees. So much more to talk about with the farmer's market, with Mother's Day, and with the incredible legacy of Karen Treadwell of the food pantry serving Waukesha County when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away.
I had my family to fall back on. Get it up. Share it out. Yeah. Help when you can. I know that you can. No!
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 65 today under overcast skies, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 61. Overcast skies. Dry and much warmer Monday and Tuesday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and in honor of my mother, her first Mother's Day without her, this is Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move. One of my mom's favorite musicians, Carole King. She used to play this for her her CCD classes, our Catholic version of Sunday school, and loved Carole King's messages of not only hope, but just really addressing loneliness and the evil of loneliness. And so someone just really powerful. And you know, I learned at my mother's funeral that she was the first woman in her family to graduate from college. Now, her family, the Ryans and the McNamaras, have lived in America since the 1840s. They came during what we Irish call an Gorta Mór, which is was the Great Irish Famine that killed 1 million people in Ireland and sent a 1.5 million packing, those who could somehow afford to cross the water. And that's why you have in Ireland today, there may be four more million Irish, but in America, you have 44 million Americans of Irish descent. And that's directly attributable to that migration. One of the big watersheds in American and European history. And so, you know, for those millions of Irish Americans, their ancestors did not come here for the American dream. They came here to get lunch, to keep from starving to death. And yet, there is still this disconnect between those who are affluent and those who need help with food insecurity. And that's why I'm so glad I have Karen Treadwell as our guest. How do you explain there? How do you reconcile, or how do you connect with, families of, I guess, affluence to support the mission?
You know, I'm really glad you prefaced that question with your family history, because it really hasn't been that long in our own history here in the United States that we actually had children starving of hunger here in the 60s, in the 1960s, yeah, during my own lifetime.
Right.
And unfortunately, there are many of us who have forgotten that. And we shouldn't forget that. And
there's that stigma.
Yeah.
Like in Ireland, it's really hard to find history of the famine.
Okay. Yeah.
Or folk history. They don't talk about it.
Right. And I'm sure I'm going to be saying this or misinterpreted. Right.
Sure.
But isn't it something like if history teaches us anything, it's that history teaches us nothing. And we need to be careful of that because I think that even though we've all come together in many parts of our recent history with the pandemic and previously with 9/11 and other very tragic things happening in our country, it's short-lived. We really need to recognize that in order for our country to continue to thrive and succeed, we really have to continue to come together to make sure that all of us have the right tools to do so. And food, of course, is the most basic of those tools that we need. So it's imperative that we continue to support people with healthy food. And once upon a time, and even in my own history with the food pantry, it was really thought to be enough just to provide food to fill bellies.
Yeah.
And there's been a dramatic and welcome shift to make sure that that food is nutritious food.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I think there's been a dramatic shift in everybody's sensibilities to know that we all need to be eating healthy food in order to avoid chronic illness and to be able to,
absolutely.
Make sure that we're healthy. And so that goes to the food that we serve at the pantry as well.
I'm glad you mentioned history, too. Again, my mother was a Latin teacher, and it's like one of our favorite quotes was from Cicero, which was, "Not to know what happened before you were born is to be forever a child." And one thing I remember from my childhood was my parents lived through the Depression. My mom, who was born in 1931, my dad was born the same year. My mom has memories of people coming to the door and her father giving them some change or some food. And these were everyday working people that, that wasn't that long ago in this nation's history that everyday people were starving after the stock market crash and the depression that took place. And yet almost 100 years later, we're still facing these issues of hunger. How has the state of hunger changed in the 25 years you've been involved, in your opinion?
Well, you know, again, a great question. So there may not be those overt visions of that kind of hunger that we're used to hearing about in the Depression, but it's still there. And that kind of gnawing hunger where you can never get enough, we may not be seeing that now, but we don't ever want to see it again.
Right.
And I think the reason we aren't seeing it is because one of the greatest bipartisan efforts ever was to provide the food, what we now know as the food share program, formerly known as the food stamp program, to make sure that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And we're in grave danger of backsliding on that program to make sure that we wouldn't have that kind of starvation that had been seen previously, so that there is a consistent effort to provide food stamps so people can buy their own food. That's one thing that's happened to avoid starvation. The community efforts like food pantries, meal sites, things like that have been consistent, formalized efforts, still grassroots, but more formalized, to make sure that there's a community consistent effort to provide food. So again, no starvation.
Sure.
Those things are in place. There hadn't been school meals previously. Again, consistent efforts to avoid hunger. Unfortunately, some of those programs and efforts are not always seen with favor.
Sure. We're going to go to a break now, but when we come back, Karen's going to tell us more about the state of hunger and how we can support missions like the food pantry serving Waukesha County. Don't go away. Serving Waukesha County. Don't go away.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. With Title 42 expiring this past week and migrants crossing the southern border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott putting them on buses headed north.
New York City is expecting more migrants to enter their already overburdened shelter system, with Mayor Eric Adams saying they can't handle this on their own. They simply don't have the resources. Mayor Adams busing migrants to the suburbs like Orange County, sparking an even larger fight. Orange and Rockland counties filing lawsuits and restraining orders in an attempt to stop migrants from staying long-term at hotels.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee in New York City. Staff from the White House and offices of congressional leaders holding urgent talks this weekend to try and find common ground on spending cuts ahead of a meeting between President Biden and four congressional leaders next week on coming to an agreement on raising the debt ceiling. As the race for the Republican nomination heats up, former President Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, both wooing voters in Iowa today. This is ABC News.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media Station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republican efforts to remove obscene books from Wisconsin schools are moving forward. Two bills began circulating this week. One leaves schools and staff open to prosecution. The other bill bans districts from using library money to buy inappropriate materials. An historic overhaul of Wisconsin's shared revenue system is one step closer to passing the legislature. The Assembly's local government committee passed the bill yesterday. Democrats tried and failed to remove parts of the bill unrelated to state aid.
I'm a person who believes in local control, and I support local governments, and I want to give them the tools to do what they do best.
That's Representative Clinton Anderson. The bill goes to the full assembly next week, but Governor Evers says he'll veto it without big changes. In sports, the Brewers host Kansas City tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it.
Hey, welcome back. This week in Waukesha, and had to play some Beach Boys there in honor of our my mother-in-law, Kathy Haskins Annan, who passed away last June and is remembered fondly and sorely missed, but is all around us in spirit. And every time we see a hummingbird, we think of her because that was her favorite bird, and she loved the Beach Boys. So keeping her and my mother and all the mothers in our thoughts this Mother's Day weekend. We're here with Karen Treadwell, Executive Director of the Food Pantry serving Waukesha County, who will be retiring after 25 years of faithful service this July. And Karen, I wanted to read to you when I posted the that you were going to be on the show. It looks like a friend of yours from Pewaukee had a really nice tribute. And he says his name's Thomas Good. And he said, "There's nothing more honorable than a career helping those that may be less fortunate. Karen Ackley Treadwell, you are nothing short of amazing. All of us from Pewaukee are so proud of you. Much love and major props for sharing your generous heart and spirit." Big heart emoji. How does that make you feel, Karen?
A little teary, quite frankly.
Me too. So, yeah. I'm getting choked up.
Yeah. So, of course, I don't do what I do for any of those accolades.
Right.
I really love what we do at the pantry, and I feel very, very fortunate to have been there for that long. And sorry.
No. Yeah. You know, and I'll help you out here is the many programs that the pantry has, and obviously like the recovery program. There's things that help people with immediate need, like real, you know, desperate needs. But there's also a program for special celebrations that children and families should still have a bountiful Christmas, should still have a nice birthday celebration. And it's so neat that you have I think that's just a wonderful, you know, way to help families in the community.
Right. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. In every culture, food is such a centerpiece, and we really wanted to make sure that we were able to help families continue those traditions. And thankfully, the caring community around us has helped us to make sure that we can have that happen. So each year at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we are able to provide turkeys and the fixings for more than 2,000 families for those holidays. And then in between, we provide basically a party in a bag for our families with children, so they can take home this bag with cake mix, frosting, paper plates, napkins, candles, and usually a small gift like a book or something like that for their kids, so that they can at least have the basics for a birthday party. And we just think that's so important. And of course, when we hand those items out, we often hear some stories from the families about their own family traditions and things that they've celebrated with their families. And
that's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know of some families that have that's their Thanksgiving is going out before their big feast. They'll go out in the morning and they'll serve Thanksgiving dinner, you know, at a shelter or something.
Yeah. Like a meal site or something like that. Yeah. And those are great programs as well. And we're so grateful that those are in existence, and our alternative then is that our families can take their groceries home and cook their meals at home.
Yeah. That's wonderful. And so, hey, we're going to go back to Johnny at the farmer's market, who's been waiting patiently on the phone. Johnny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Don. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. It's good to hear your...
I just love the farmer's market, dude. It's there's a lot of people walking around with baskets of flowers and a variety of other things, all the tomato plants, whatever. I met the most industrious, fun person over here. Her name is Nevaeh from Blooming Acres, and she's going to make a little introduction and say hi to you.
Great.
You got a second?
Put her on, Johnny, please. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, here you go. Here she is.
Hi, Nevaeh. How are you?
Hi, Don. I'm good. How about you?
Sounds great. Nevaeh, say hi to Karen Treadwell from the Waukesha County Food Pantry.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
So, tell us what you're doing over there, Nevaeh, with your flowers. That's so industrious.
Yeah. We are at the Waukesha Farmers Market selling beautiful hanging baskets, 12-inch and decorative baskets.
Very nice. Sounds great. And is there a line like at your booth because of Mother's Day and all the stooges that, you know, just taking care of mom at the last minute?
Yeah. Starting to get busier.
Sounds good. You could actually jack the prices up knowing, you know, there'll be a lot of desperate sons there and husbands. So have you thought about that? Raising, yep. You know, like have a little extra, you know, a little extra income there?
Yeah.
Sounds good. So, well, Nevaeh, it sounds like you have your hands full, and I can't wait to see your stand when I get over there either later today or next and throughout the summer. I'm sure you're going to have some really great offerings.
Yeah.
So, terrific. Well, hey, thanks for joining us, Nevaeh. If you could throw Johnny back on, we'd be most grateful.
Yep.
Thanks
okay.
again. Good
Bye.
Luck out there.
Thank you.
You bet. So, Johnny.
Are we all done? Done.
Good. Did you buy your some flowers for your special lady who's a great mother?
Well, yeah, like my buddy Joey says, you know, my lady friend, I have not, but you know what? I'm going to before they get all picked over. There are a lot of people walking around with flowers down here, so
right. don't wait
I'll eventually
long.
Get that
you know,
done, man.
You'll be in trouble.
Yeah. All yeah, right. I got to do it. So thank you so much for checking in with me today.
You bet.
And
yeah.
We'll visit with you again, okay?
Keep bringing the sunshine, Johnny. Thanks again, Johnny Watermelon.
All right, man.
All right. See you.
Yep. I'll talk to you later.
Yep.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, we're back here with Karen Treadwell and yeah, and you like the farmer's market, right?
I do, and we're actually hoping to be able to offer food share later this summer so that people can actually use food share food stamps to buy fresh produce there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep.
I love that. That is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and the food pantry would be staffing that part of the farmer's market.
Sounds great. So
yes.
We're going to ask you in a moment about ways people, families, organizations can contribute to the food pantry. But we have to cut first to our Carroll University moments here. We want to congratulate Bridget Rath of Carroll University Softball, who's been named to the 2023 CCIW Softball All-Conference team. Rath was chosen as a second-team outfielder. The junior from Wheaton, Illinois, lands on the list after leading the Pioneers in hits. During 16 conference games, she hit .347 with a .781 OPS. In addition, she recorded a double and a triple and smacked two RBIs. Great defensive player. So, and also congrats to the Carroll University baseball team for advancing to the CCIW tournament in Rock Island. They lost to Augustana in the first round, but Augustana is amazing this year. And then congrats to the women's pile lacrosse team who, as you know from last week's show, they made it to the conference championship for the second time in 3 years. They lost another heartbreaker to a very dominant University of Chicago team. And junior star lacrosse player Clara Jelasic and her coach, Coach Hodges, are my guests the week of the 27th, which is Memorial Day weekend. So tune in for that. We're really excited to have Clara on, who may very well be the greatest lacrosse player, a Division III lacrosse player in this region ever. So, and also best of luck to the Pioneer football team who leaves for Germany this week for spring football. How would you like to go? Well, Kara's going to Portugal tomorrow, so she's excited. But how neat is that for a Division III college football team to do their spring football in Germany?
That's fantastic.
So just so many great opportunities there at our city's alma mater, Carroll University. And I look forward to sharing more about all the great things going on over there in Pio Nation. And not just sports, too. I know I have a great relationship with the athletic department, and we have a great partnership, Walk Radio. But so many other wonderful offerings at Carroll. Looking forward to sharing those as this partnership strengthens. So, but back to Karen Treadwell, who through her service at the Waukesha County Food Pantry, she was named a Woman of Distinction by the Women and Girls Fund of Waukesha County in 2016. And you were also further honored by the Waukesha Service Club in 2021 as a recipient of their Women Who Inspire Award. So, and I think those are well deserved. And so many other people that want to follow your lead, your example, how can they support the Waukesha County Food Pantry?
There's some great and relatively easy ways to support the pantry and really a lot of nonprofits in our area. For the pantry, quite frankly, it's as easy as buying extra food when you grocery shop. Most stores in our area have a barrel that you can simply drop extra food, non-perishable food, into when you leave the grocery store, especially the Pick and Save stores and Sendix stores in our area. Those those barrels that are at those stores, the proceeds in them come to our food pantry.
Nice.
Yep. So that's very easy. If you are interested in making a monetary donation, you can go to our website and there is a button you can click that says donate and make a donation online. If people are interested in getting more personally involved, of course, we really are motivated by our volunteers, which keep us running 6 days a week.
How many volunteers do we have?
Well, last year we had 519 volunteers.
That's quite an army.
It is. And typically age 13 is our youngest volunteer.
Okay.
During food drives, we're able to utilize the talents of volunteers who are a bit younger. And I think our oldest volunteer right now is 90. And volunteers do things from sorting food to helping clients to driving to pick up food donations and a whole variety of things in between.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Switching gears for a second, James Santel just walked in, who hosts Morning Cannolis. That comes on at 9 o'clock. And Jim has inspired me through his, he always does a historic reflections, what happened in history this week. And so I want to share a moment in Waukesha history. On May 11th, 1934, we remember today Waukesha firefighters Frank O'Brien and Bernard McCaffrey, who lost their lives on May 11th, 1934, on their way to a fire when their engine had an accident with a train. Today, our firefighters spend time training on driver safety to help keep firefighters and their community safe. Thankfully, there have been no line-of-duty deaths in our fire department since 1934. The city is working to permanently memorialize our fallen police and firefighters with a new public safety memorial. To learn more, go to the City of Waukesha's website. And then before I forget with Karen, because she said you can donate through the website, that's waukeshafoodpantry.org, waukeshafoodpantry.org for any who would like to make a monetary donation, and then so many other ways to serve as volunteers too. And I think that human touch is so important for a mission like yours.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I was also going to mention during the pandemic we did our food distribution outdoors for more than a year and a half, and during that time we found a lot of different ways to serve, did some best practice imagining, so to speak. So when we moved back indoors, we added a call-in and online ordering system.
Nice. Okay.
And so that expanded our volunteer capacity.
Okay.
So that's something that we may further expand. And that's an opportunity for people to can come in during the mornings.
Nice.
That we didn't have previously. And we also have a food recovery program, and we glean food from a variety of food manufacturers, stores, nice. Purveyors, growers, etc.
So we're going to cut to a break, but we're going to hear the rest of all these opportunities to support the Waukesha County Food Pantry when This Week in Waukesha continues with Karen Treadwell.
If you should ever leave me, the life would still go on.
News with Karen Treadwell.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 65 today under overcast skies, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, lows dip down to about 49, cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 61, overcast skies. Dry and much warmer Monday and Tuesday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Sister Bridget. I was like, how do I know Bridget?
Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood. When blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness. A creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and Anastasia's digging on some Bob Dylan, Shelter from the Storm, which to me is another great tribute to mothers on this Mother's Day weekend. Definitely check this song out at your leisure. And, great tribute to all the moms out there. And, you talk about Shelter from the Storm, and I can't think of many other organizations that really are embody that, like the food pantry serving Waukesha County and their fearless leader of more than a quarter century, Karen Treadwell, who will finally be retiring in July. And sounds like you're kind of celebrating that early with a trip to Portugal tomorrow, right?
Yes, I feel a little sheepish taking a vacation before the longer vacation of retirement. But going for a very important wedding nice. Made sense to do it. So.
Yeah, you and your husband are going, right?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So he already had his passport then, right? Is that correct? Or was it both of you that had to scramble?
No, it was just me.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But, and then real quick, speaking of Mother's Day, I wanted to mention that Mother's Day came early for the Waukesha South Blackshirt baseball moms. Their Blackshirts delivered a big victory in extra innings against Tosa West last night at Tosa, and especially for my wife Melissa, Mother's Day came early in the form of a surprise relief pitcher named Evan Stout, our son, who came off the bench in the seventh and eighth extra inning, giving up one hit and striking out one to get his first victory and victory varsity level for the Blackshirts. And again, congratulate. And it was a great overall team effort. Brighton Staub, starting pitcher, pitched 5 1/3 brilliant innings, and just a great overall team effort. So Blackshirts face crosstown rivals Waukesha North this Monday at Frame Park at 7:30. Don't miss it. The long anticipated meeting between new coach John Stillman of South and Don Radomski of North, who met here for the first time on January 28th when they appeared on This Week in Waukesha. And they're reinvigorating an old tradition where the winner gets to take home an oversized bat. So looking forward to that. And don't forget, next week's guest is Mary Berg and Aaron Lehnert of Shaw's Parks, Rec, and Forestry to talk summer programming and trees. And then for any of you still looking for last-second Mother's Day gift opportunities, look no farther than Main Street here in Waukesha. I was at Burlap and Lace, and Tammy took great care of me. She's going to call into next week's show because she's also in charge of Friday Night Live, which opens on June 2nd, so check that out. But another place, Flippin' Fabulous, I didn't even know existed. It opened last September, October. I got some great gifts there and great gift ideas. So look no further than here in downtown Waukesha and support our local businesses. So, and then... Bruce Gay is my guest, director of libraries, June 3rd, to talk about our summer reading program. And it'll be so great to have Bruce back on. Really one of the great, another great example of great leadership we have in our city of Waukesha. So, and speaking of leadership here, Karen Treadwell leaving for Portugal tomorrow. But looking back, we had a great conversation before the break, kind of got cut off, but you're continuing about some of the support you're getting. And you started mentioning like manufacturers, you said, or companies.
Oh, yeah. So about 17 years ago, we started a program that we refer to as the Food Recovery Program. And it's really beneficial because we are able to glean food that's still high quality edible food from manufacturers, purveyors, stores, growers, etc. And so we're diverting it from the landfill, which of course is very important and really speaks to some volunteers who are very environmentally conscious and gets a variety of foods to our clients that we might not otherwise be able to offer. And so last year we diverted, I think it was close to $2.5 million worth of food from the landfill.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's fabulous. And a lot of it is, like I said, really high quality food. About $750,000 of it was from Trader Joe's, for example.
Yeah.
And dairy, meat, high quality produce and things like that. So it's food that we wouldn't otherwise have available for the people we serve. And as I mentioned, it's things that are really high quality. It's not anything that we have to worry about.
Sure.
But we have volunteers who go through it all. And if there is something that looks like it's not quite prime, we have a farmer that uses it for either as animals or for compost. So we try to find an end use for everything that's donated.
That's fantastic.
Donated.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, because you have to have all your food service, safety, sanitation certifications.
Correct.
And so you've got people that are skilled at all the safe handling.
Right.
So that's good to know. And that's what I was going to ask, too, is like when you have an opportunity like the farmer's market where there's fresh produce, you have the infrastructure to handle that safely and also maybe distribute it in a timely manner so families are getting.
Exactly. Yeah. So because we are so large, we're open 6 days a week. So for your question about in a timely manner, absolutely, we're able to get things out.
Fantastic.
Right away. Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
What would you say has been your proudest achievement during all your time with the food pantry?
Well, there are a lot, and from a perspective of there's so many individual moments. Like one that I will never forget, it sounds like the beginning of one of those bad novels.
Sure.
It was a cold December snowy night.
Yeah.
And it truly was. And we had gotten a phone call from 211. It's the non-emergency call.
Yep.
And they were connecting us with a family who had a young child who had been born with a heart defect and required a specialized formula.
Sure.
And a very expensive formula. And it was one we had. And they were able to come and get this formula. And they did not realize that they were also eligible for food for themselves.
Wow.
And excuse me. And this young child ended up needing open heart surgery. We were able to help the family for the time that they needed it.
Great.
And this was sort of a classic story where dad had a good job, but their health insurance benefits didn't cover. They had a high deductible, so they were in great need.
Yeah. Well, Karen, I regret that we have less than a minute left, but I can't thank you enough for our service to our community, for setting such a great example for so many of us, and for taking the time from your crazy travel schedule to visit with us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Now I go on to the letter carrier's food drive for the rest
of the
day.
That's right. So you got your busy Saturday, and then make sure you have time to pack. So
have
fun on your trip. Thank you again for joining us. Mary Berg from Parks and Rec joins us next week on This Week in Waukesha. Enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And be sure to support the Waukesha County Food Pantry. Thanks again, everybody, and see ya!
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special
ABC
woman.
News.